Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield, and also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Yet one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org. Well, the cattle complex staged to open on a mixed basis this morning, thanks mostly to an early combination of short covering and long liquidation. Now, lean hog futures also set to begin with uneven price action, with the nearby gaining ground on deferred issues. Cash cattle trade will be typically slow today, with activity limited to the distribution of new show lists. We expect ready numbers to be generally larger than last week's, thanks to both unsold cattle carried over and an expanding supply of fed calves. Live and feeder futures should open again on a mixed basis, thanks to the short covering and long liquidation. Now, expect the cash hog trade to reconvene today with bids steady to a dollar higher. Last week's bullish performance in the country may be a tough act to follow, but further tightening in marketable barrows and gilts should continue to push prices higher. Additionally, packers have decent margins, which should encourage them to push live procurement in order to fund the largest kills possible. On the grains, U.S. wheat markets are the highest in a year following Friday's strong gains, as forecasts for dry weather in U.S. spring wheat areas this summer and talk of dry conditions in Australia and Europe prompted short covering and new buying. Wheat charged higher for the second day to close at one-year highs amid talk of the weather concerns in the Northern Plains and around the world. While the heat wave in Europe has raised concerns for the wheat there, that crop should be close to mature with harvest due to start next month. Newly planted Australian wheat has encountered dry conditions. Corn closed higher for the second day to close July and December, well above key moving averages. However, both months were still lower for the week. The seven-day forecast has widespread beneficial rain for the Midwest with total amounts of 2 inches or more over in Iowa and northern Illinois. In addition, storms are expected this past weekend for much of Illinois. Soybeans were up 4.25 to 6 cents in nearby months, with July holding above the 20-day average after falling under it late last week. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Cinderella coughs and chokes. She got sick from breathing smoke. How many doctors will she see?
Secondhand smoke doesn't belong in a kid's world, but 1 in 5 Oklahoma kids live with it every day, increasing their risk for respiratory infections, earaches, and asthma. Tobacco is still a problem for Oklahoma kids. Protect them from secondhand smoke by making their world smoke-free. Learn more at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, August live cattle up 67, 118.17, October up 65 at 115.35, August feeder cattle up 80 cents, 147.87, September up 95 at 147.35, July hogs up 27, 82.32, August up 20 at 79.12, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 8.25, 473.5, and September was up 8.25, 491.5, Chicago wheat, July up 11.5 at 465.25, September up 12.5 cents at 481.5. July corn up 4.5 at 384, and September was up 4.5 at 392. July soybeans up 4.25 at 939, and August was up 4.5, 943.25. July cotton up 18, 7206. October up 36, 7122. And July crude oil up 13, 4487.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.